like the whole intro.
David has no idea what just happened.
Yeah, that was the intro.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Episode 39 of Bellboys Podcast. As always, I'm AJ.
I'm Aaron.
Alvin.
And
I'm Dave.
Yes. Special guest Dave. Fuck Alvin.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll leave right now. Exactly.
We've been trying to have David on the podcast for the past like 6 months. Maybe more than that.
That is true.
It's been like a year, I would say.
Yeah. But David keeps saying he's camera shy.
I am camera shy.
Yeah.
This took a lot. Like a lot of self-thinking.
A lot of alcohol.
Introspection. A lot of alcohol. Finally get me on. Okay. I mean, I'm not going to watch this one. If it's ever uploaded. I don't have TikTok, so I'm never going to see it.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point. Why don't you have TikTok?
So I used to be addicted to TikTok, right? I'd be on that shit for like 3 hours, 4 hours a day.
Yeah.
Really bad. And I could like see my attention span getting lower and lower every day, right? Because I'd be on it. If I ever need like instant dopamine or like whatever, like if I was ever bored, I would just go on TikTok and I'd be on there for like 4 hours. And then I knew it was really bad when I'd like go to take a piss. And then I'd like bring my phone there and I'd be like watching it while I take a piss, right? And I'd be like, damn, like I got an issue. And so then after that, I was like, okay, I definitely need to like get off of it. So I got off of it. I've been off it for like 6 months. It sounds like a drug.
Yeah.
And it really is. It really is like a drug. So I've been off it for a while. Slowly, I'm like back on YouTube Shorts. Oh my, let me tell you. So it's like TikTok, but like way worse.
The algorithm
is so bad. That I'm on there for like 5 minutes and I'm like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, I remember because he first told me when he deleted TikTok, and I thought about it. I was just like, fuck, I'm looking in the same boat where it's like, if I'm not doing nothing, the first thing I do is whip out my phone and just scroll through the feed.
Yeah, like in the mornings you wake up and the first thing you do is like rip the vape and then get on TikTok for like 2 hours, right? And then I don't know, it just felt really bad to me, and so I got off of it, which I actually really enjoy, have been enjoying, but. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just off of it now. I'm off of all social media, which is super nice too.
Damn.
So you think you being off TikTok, like, would you say your life has, like, do you think your life is better without TikTok? And if so, why?
I wouldn't say better, but it definitely, my attention span is way better. And I mean, the biggest thing with TikTok is just like, you just see so many things about like, obviously you see like the prettiest girls you've ever seen in your life, right?
Facts.
Gives you like a very unreal expectation of like what girls are supposed to be. Cause you're only seeing like the top like 0.00001% and you're like, oh my God, these girls are beautiful.
Facts.
And then you're like, oh, like, and then it just gives you an unrealistic expectation of what it really is. And then just in general, like, I don't know, like, I feel like everyone on TikTok is like hustling or like they're doing something and they're like, if you're not making X amount of money, if you're not doing this, like you're fucking up your life. And I'm like, hey, like I'm like content with my life. Like I don't need to be like hustling. Like I don't need to be garage sale flipping. Or, like, you know what I mean?
Like, has it helped your like mental? Like,
yeah, it's definitely helped my mental health.
Okay.
Yeah. Cause I mean, obviously they're like really good looking girls and guys, and like if you don't see that, if you just like are exposed to the real world the entire time, like you just don't compare yourself to them as much. I mean, like as Asian kids we grow up comparing ourselves to everyone else, like, or not us, but like our parents do, and so like that's always been a big issue. But if you don't have that type of access to the information, like you can just live blindly. That's what I do.
Yeah, I mean, you're definitely on the side of like ignorance is bliss right now.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But don't, like, on the flip side, wouldn't you say you feel like you're missing out on a lot of like, I guess like whatever's going on in the world today?
I feel
without TikTok or social media in general, because you don't have social media, I feel like you're a little bit slower to know things.
Yeah, no, for sure.
But that's not a big enough like con for you, like you don't care enough about that.
I mean, it's cool, like whenever I'm like up to date with the latest TikTok trend or like puts me on a new song or whatever.
Yeah.
Like I know the biggest, I didn't even know Cupid was like a big song until like last week. I was looking at the charts for the first time and I was like, wait, like a K-pop song on like top 20. And so I'm definitely a little slower in that sense, but like I don't think it's like that big of an incentive to be like
to go back
on the big like TikTok trend, like know what's going on really.
Interesting.
Keeping up with trends and all.
Yeah. No, I don't feel like I'm missing out that much.
I feel like I feel you on I feel you on your perspective of why you deleted TikTok or social media. But I think for the reason of not being able to keep up with the world today is the reason why I will never delete it. Because it's like the song example, right? If a new song comes out, like I want to know what song
it is. Yeah.
And like I don't want to be the last one to know like whatever came out. Or like not even song, like look at the new. Dude, you gotta shut the fuck up, man.
I'll leave.
I'm just kidding.
I'll leave.
Or like if there's a new game, a new like clothing brand that's like low key but like blown up, mm-hmm. I'd rather be like the first to know than the last.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely was like that before. Like I was always keeping up with every trend. Like, you know, it goes into my lingo a little bit. Yeah, like whatever I'm saying, like exactly. Throw a little meme in there, whatever, right? Yeah. But I mean, nowadays, like I'm always the last to know just because I'm like off of everything. And so, but it really doesn't feel that bad. Like,
interesting.
I feel like, you kind of feel a little cool. You know what I mean? Like, you feel like a boomer. Like, they're like, yo, you know this? You're like, no, sorry, I'm not on TikTok.
Yeah.
I'm not on TikTok. Like, I don't know, like, what you Zoomers are talking about nowadays.
No, it's definitely a flex, though. It's not easy. I think, like, right now is the hardest, like, ever to delete social media. Like, because of TikTok, you know? I feel like when Instagram is out, sure, it was hard then too, but like I feel like with TikTok out, it's like it's damn near impossible.
100%.
But I don't know. I like TikTok is definitely harmful because now I can't, dude. Whenever I try and watch a movie, I can't
because you're like, skipping every 10 seconds, right?
Yeah, because it's too long, and I'm like,
yeah.
There's no Subway Surfers under this. I can't focus.
You don't have the Family Guy clip underneath it. Exactly. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no. But the pro is that I feel like the TikTok algorithm is so good. Where I feel like half of it is like, you know, I'm watching things that I truly enjoy and that make me happy. And the other half is like, I feel like it's like a news outlet. Like I'm learning so much.
It is informational.
It's for super sure. informational. Yeah. I feel like I learn a lot. Like TikTok is probably the, out of all the social media platforms we've used in our lifetime, maybe Twitter is up there too, but I feel like in terms of like news, information, education, like it's like so up there.
That's why it's so addictive, right? Because you get a little bit of everything. You get like your information, you get like your influencers, whatever. And so then it definitely like shapes the way you think and like the way you live. But I mean, I've been off it for a while. I feel like completely fine. Obviously, like sometimes I'm fucking fiending, right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's nice. The biggest thing about social media is at least it's nice to know like what your friends are doing.
Right.
Because I mean, like I don't have that many friends, but it's nice to know like what they're doing, like where they're at.
Yeah.
And then like, I don't get that type of information if I'm off of it. But also I'm not like the type to reach out and be like, hey, like, how are you doing?
Yeah,
like,
what are you up to? Yeah.
What are you up to? Like, I'd rather just see through like an Instagram story. Like, oh, no way. They're like in Spain or like whatever. Right. I mean, in that at the end of the day, I do feel better as a person not being on TikTok, but it definitely is difficult, especially nowadays, because like whenever you meet someone, they're like, hey, what's your Instagram? Like,
yeah.
I'm always like, oh, like, sorry, I don't have Instagram, I don't have anything. And they're like, wow.
Yeah, that's crazy. No, I feel like that takes balls,
especially in LA.
For sure.
Yeah.
Because, you know, everyone's like a little clout chaser, like everyone, like how many followers? I'm like, dude, my follower ratio is so fucked that like I'm at like 150 following, like 300 following 300 people and I have 150 followers, and people look at and they're like, dude, this guy's just a fan. And I'm like, no, it's not like that. Like, it's not like that.
So I feel like though on that like information thing, I feel like it is case by case though, because I don't really learn too much on TikTok because my shit's all fucked up.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about that last night.
Yeah. It's like all memes.
Yeah.
Like I'm not learning anything.
But I feel like that's because you don't like that content.
Yeah, for sure.
Because the way I feel like we all know this, but like the way the TikTok algorithm works is like it serves you shit you should like.
You like yourself.
Exactly. So like you've definitely stumbled across informational videos, but you just didn't like it.
Yeah, I don't care.
So exactly. So it's like,
yeah,
that's on you.
But I'm also not like on TikTok that much, to be honest.
Really?
Like I'll maybe go on it for like an hour a day.
That's actually pretty impressive.
I just don't go on my phone too much. I'm on my computer more. I'm on YouTube a lot more.
That's like the same shit at that point.
It is the same shit. It's just, I don't know. I think I like the longer format videos. Like, I still love movies and shit.
You know, like, so when I first deleted social media, because my attention span was so fucked out, I had two main goals. One, it was like delete TikTok, delete all social media. And whenever I watch a YouTube video or a movie, I'm not allowed to skip.
Because
before, like, I would watch a video and I was abusing that fucking, like, the J and L key, right? Like every time it wasn't interesting, I'd instantly skip until the good part, right? And I was like, oh my God, like I'm fucked. Like I'm not getting, or like I can't sit through a 10 minute video without skipping through it.
Yeah, I feel that. I never like did that before, but now I'm doing it more than I would have.
Yeah.
I do that. And I do notice that like, because of like TikTok and like short form content, like I've switched more towards that, but I don't necessarily see it as a bad thing only because I feel like everybody's doing that. And not saying that like, oh, like if everyone's doing it, it's okay. But it's like,
this episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I feel like in our generation, if this like social shift is happening, like this cultural shift where like everyone can only pay attention to like short form video, I don't mind being a part of that crowd because it's like the way media is going to change now is like everyone is going to push out short form videos. So it's like whether you like it or not, you know, they're going to make movies shorter or like series shorter, anything like that, because they understand that like the majority of people now can't handle the long shit. Which is the only reason why I'm like okay with this change. Cause definitely I used to not be like this, but now like I need to watch everything on 2X. I need to skip around even on 2X. And it's like, yeah, I definitely noticed the shift, but I'm okay with it.
It just feels bad sometimes, you know, like you watch like a TV show or like a movie and like you skip a little too much and you're like, wait, what the fuck is happening? Like, where's the context behind it? And then I have to go back and I'm like, oh, what the fuck? Like, what am I doing? But I mean, it definitely is the wave nowadays in terms of like just everyone's attention span is a little bit shorter. And it's definitely fine to be like that because I was in that same boat, but I was just, I don't know. I was sick and tired of rewinding my TV shows because I was like, what, like, where is this coming from? Like, I miss so much.
Yeah. Alvin, are you on it?
TikTok?
Yeah.
Oh, no. So, actually, when he told me he deleted TikTok, I was, like, thinking about what he was saying, basically what he just said. And I thought about it for myself. I was like, wow, low-key, like, I feel the same way. I feel like I'm low-key wasting time in a way where it's just like, wow, I could be doing other things and putting effort into other social, like just different aspects in life. And then from there, just save up so much time, just build upon that foundation and just go from there.
So you're off TikTok too.
I've been off for like maybe a week after we deleted it.
The good thing about, so we live together, but like the best thing is that if we do want to quit something, at least we try to do it together. Yeah. So it's easier, right?
For sure.
Like for TikTok, if one of us was on it and the other wasn't or like whatever, something like that, like, he would be like, yo, you see this TikTok? I'd be like, oh, fuck, I'm missing out, right? But since we were both off it together, we were like both fiending together, like, shit.
You're in it together,
Yeah, we're in it together, which is like kind of nice. But
for sure. Interesting. But you still have Instagram.
No.
No,
I've only Instagram and YouTube now.
Mm. Yeah.
Wait, David, you still have Twitter though, no?
Yeah, I only follow like Lay Shoyo. He's Lakers fan account. Basically it. Catch up on Lakers information.
Yeah.
Lakers.
A little bit of Valorant, whatever, right?
Yeah.
But like, even having that feels bad though.
Really?
In terms of like, because I'm like so desperate just like be on my phone. Like if I'm in like a situation where I'm like, I don't want to be here or like I'm like awkward, I just go on my phone and like, I don't want to look at the weather app, right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to be on my calculator. So I was like, okay, I'll just like go on Twitter and like follow the Lakers or something like that. You know what I mean?
Interesting.
Yeah, I feel like I do that too. Like, I don't go on TikTok if I'm out, but I'll go on Twitter.
Yeah.
I don't want like a TikTok playing out loud and I'm just like, oh, that's awkward. You know what I mean? But I'll have like Twitter, but most of my Twitter is just like people fighting, which is really weird.
Dude, your whole social media feed is just fucked.
Yeah. No, it's like, but like, I can't stop watching it. Like, it's just, it's crazy. Like, see, like, crazy.
That's just fights. What you're into.
Yeah. That's just who you are.
It's nice watching a fight, and when you're watching, like, you'd be like, I could do that, right?
I don't even.
But then in real life, I know I'd be running like a bitch. Yeah. As soon as that shit happens, I'm like, I'm out.
Actually, though. Wait, everyone here has Twitter then?
I don't use Twitter anymore.
Okay. I never made an account or anything.
Really?
Yeah.
No, Twitter is... Well, I can't really speak for it too much because I don't use it, but I used to love Twitter. But I think for me, like, I'm such a TikTok boy now where it's like... Okay, here's the thing. I only use Twitter for information. Because I feel like Twitter was always the fastest with like news and like any like update.
Yeah.
Always Twitter first. But now that TikTok came out, I feel like TikTok and Twitter are pretty much like neck and neck with like, you know, how fast you receive the information. Mm-hmm. So I kind of just threw Twitter away and then it's like,
well, I just use TikTok. Would you say you're more of a visual guy?
No, like I used to only use like... Before TikTok came out, I was a huge Twitter like user. I used like Twitter a lot. But it's just more like with TikTok, now that it's one app that's consolidated with my entertainment, news, information, education, it has everything. So it's like I don't use anything else anymore.
Yeah, it really is a one-stop shop. Like everything you need is on TikTok.
Right. Yeah,
which is nice.
It is like, nice. But yeah, I can definitely see how like it's very, that's how they get you, man. It's like it sucks you in
for real.
Yeah.
For
sure.
All right. So we have Ben back.
Yes, sir.
Fresh cut. Looking a little cute. but okay, so my question, this is kind of random, but you know, me, Aaron, and Ben are roommates. Alvin and Dave are roommates. Mm-hmm. What are your pet peeves of a roommate that you have?
Oh my god!
I'm more curious about Dave and fucking Alvin's.
Right.
Because we already know ours.
Yeah.
What are yours? What are your pet peeves for roommates?
Dude, we both know. Like,
so we both basically, know. Me and Dave, we're on the much cleaner spectrum than our other housemate. Where to the point, like, if we cook. Clean, or when we cook, we clean and do our dishes so the next person can use them, right? As for our other housemate, he tends to wait till the next day and then blame one of us. Like, hey, that's your dish. Vice versa, depending on who he asks or who confronts him.
No, but what about between you two?
But I don't have
no complaints. No, there's like really no... I think, so the biggest thing is, I mean, I'm not that clean of a person, right? I just think... So my room is really fucking messy, but it's just... I think it's like common sense or like common etiquette to just be like, okay, for like the common area, like if you like mess it up, like you clean it up, right? And so my room is so messy, but like the common room, I keep it fucking sparkling clean, right? Just because I feel like since it's a shared space, everyone should be like taking care of it, right?
Ben, bring out your notepad.
Yeah. But the thing is, right, like, I don't know, like, a lot of people aren't like that. And so it definitely is, like, annoying in terms of, like, because whenever we do, I'm, like, every day, like, every week, every Saturday morning, I'm in the kitchen, I'm slaving away, like, I'm wiping everything down, I'm cleaning the floors, whatever, right? And then I get blamed for not doing a dish, and I'm like, dude, I was, like, cleaning for 3 hours, like, why would I not do my dish if I was, like, cleaning this whole time, right? Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, I clean the floors, I clean the tabletops, I clean the counter, I clean the stovetop, and then I'm just like, I'm too lazy to do my one dish, right? Like, it just doesn't make sense, right? And obviously, like, it's not that bad. It's really not that bad. Like, it's just, like, small things where I'm just like, like, it's not a roommate from hell, for sure.
No,
But it's just, like, small things where I'm like, oh, like, yeah, it could be better.
Right.
But in general, like, we... get along pretty well in terms of like we have very similar lifestyles.
Yeah.
So we get along pretty well. My only complaint would be maybe I'm trying to sleep and I hear
Yeah, that's true. Cause he sleeps or at least by 12. And I wanna say I normally sleep around 2 to 3.
Damn.
But the thing is like I'm gaming, doing whatever I am, and like sometimes it gets ahead of me, like I get overwhelmed, make some noises at night all the time.
It's not that bad. It's just once in a while I'll be like right about sleeping here. He's mid. I'll be like, what the fuck?
I thought the main complaint was because I use the restroom often during the night.
I don't hear that.
Okay. I at least go to the restroom twice after 12. Interesting. This was like, I drink my protein shake at 11:30.
No, like, that's way quieter than the Valorant call-ups, man. 100%. Like, no, it's really not that bad, though. Like, but I actually think, like, I'm blessed to have, like, reasonable roommates in terms of, like, they respect you, they respect the space, generally. Because, you know, I mean, I'm sure you guys have heard stories of, like, roommates from hell where they're just, like, absolutely terrible. And I know a lot of, like, times, like, people say, like, don't move in with, like, your close friends. Because, like, you don't know how they live, and, like, it definitely does break up, like, friendship sometimes. But, like, gladly, we're regular people. Yeah,
this wasn't the case.
With consciousness, nah, I don't even know the word. But, like, you know what I mean? Like,
no, I think it's better to live with your close friends rather than people you're not that close to. Because my justification is, like, I've said this to AJ before, but it's, like, if you live with close friends, it's easy to call them out on their bullshit.
I actually think it's a little different.
Really?
I think if it was like when it comes to like my two roommates, like if there's something like really small, I'll be like hesitant to bring it up because it's so small, right?
Really?
Because I mean, I went like in college, I lived with like a bunch of randoms too before, and but if they did something, I'm like, yo, do your fucking dishes, man.
What?
No, because like I don't really care about them, right? Like I don't really care what they think about me and like what I'm saying, and so like. If they weren't doing their dishes or they weren't keeping their clothes, like, yo, you need, like, clean up. But then with, like, them, if it's a little messy, I give them, like, the benefit of the doubt. Like, they'll eventually clean up. Like, it's not that bad, right?
My thought process is the exact opposite.
Really?
Because I've lived with randoms, too, in, like, college, right? But, like, it's not like we were, like, not friends. Like, these guys were my friends.
Yeah.
But it's, like, we weren't close enough for me to, like, shit on them. I can't be, like, dude, do your fucking dishes, bro.
Yeah.
I can't say that to him. Like, I feel too bad. Because we're, like... friends, but we're not like close friends. But like with my close friends, it's like I'll shit on you all day because it's like at the end of the day, I know we're still boys.
So you're shitting on Ben all the time.
All the time, for sure.
Nah, for sure, bro.
All the time. But it's like at the end of the day, like no, like I know there's no harm. Like
yeah, you know, yeah, no, of course.
We're still boys. It's like I'm not saying this because I fucking hate you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm just saying this because you're close to me, and it's like I feel like we can be vulnerable with each other. So it's like you know what, I'm gonna fucking say it straight.
Yeah. Exactly.
And that's how I kind of see it. Yeah.
No, that's definitely true. I mean, I think I do call them out on, I would call them out differently than I would like a random. Like with my close friends, I'd just be like, it's like a little nudge. You know what I mean? Like, hey, dish has been there for a while. Like, can you do them? Right. And yeah. They'll be like, oh yeah, for sure. And then like, they'll eventually do them. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
But with a random, it's like, yo, these dishes been here for like 3 days. Like you need to fucking do them.
Interesting. No, with the random, I'm definitely more like hesitant. Like I don't want to like
ruin it.
Yeah, I don't want to rub them the wrong way. It's
because they can start blowing the fuck up.
Yeah, because I don't know them well enough to like what if they just shank me in my sleep?
Yeah,
you know
that's also true.
No, but I mean, not saying that they will. Like I feel like that's such an extreme, right?
Yeah,
but it's like you never really know. But then I feel like you know with your close friends, like they're not gonna shank me in my sleep, like.
I don't know. Ben's feeling a little dangerous now.
What do you mean, bro?
I'm toned down with Ben because he's been a little feisty lately. But
I know, dude. He's like aggro.
Shut
like,
the fuck up.
Exactly. Exactly. No,
but I will say, you know a roommate situation is bad when, at least from what I've seen, is when it starts to bother AJ. Like, I definitely have a shorter temper. I have a shorter fuse with like calm. And okay, honestly, you tell me, but like, I don't think I'm being irrational.
No,
with my shit. It's just like we all have our own rooms. You can keep that shit as messy as you want. Cause my room's messy as fuck too. But it's like the shared space, I keep that shit clean. And like, whenever I call someone out on like the shared space shit, like, I just feel like that's just, you know, that's just what you gotta do. It's you're sharing the space. And then I have a very short fuse for that, right? So it's like, I'll tell people like straight away, like, yo, your dish has been there for like X amount of days where you got to clean that shit. I'm trying to use it. But then AJ is very like, he has a higher threshold for that shit. Like he just doesn't like care. But I know it's a big problem when AJ starts to get mad. Cause he'll be like he'll come out and be like, Aaron, did you do this? I'm like, dude, you really think I did that? He's like, dude, what the fuck, bro?
It's Ben.
Yeah.
It's always Ben.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Give me a
no,
few
that's
examples.
Me and Alvin. Like we'll ask each other in secret. We'll be like, yo, is that you? And we'll be like, and I'll be like, nah. And
we'll be like, we know.
Yeah.
And then one of us asks him when we see him in the kitchen, he just goes, oh, that was the other guy. And I'm just like, yeah.
No, recently I've been like I've been like taking photos of the sink and like documenting exactly like what they ate, what dishes they used. Because I'm like a generally like pretty messy person in like how I keep my things. And so I'm like an easy target, you know what I mean? Like, so they're like, oh, like David's messy, so like, it's him, right? So I've been like documenting shit. I'm like, no, you ate this on this day and you used these X dishes, right? And it's been working wonders. I mean, it sucks that it had to get to that point where I have to like document what the fuck I'm using. Right? No, like in college, like one of my roommates had a girlfriend. And so we all had our own like separate dishes that we would always use. So I bought like these three fucking plates, three dishes, whatever. And his girlfriend would always use them, right? So he would always think I would use them. And I'd be like, no, bro, your girlfriend's using my dishes and she's the one making the mess. And he's like, no. I'm like, dude, I know what I'm doing. Like, I know what I'm using. And like, he was just always blaming me for it. But then I was like, dude, it's your girlfriend using my dishes, man.
Interesting. Like, I do have a complaint, though.
Ooh.
It's more of just like, sometimes I'm like, let's say I make a big meal. Right? And I only have those tiny motherfucking dishes. And then I ask Dave, I go, yo, you got the big? He's like, oh yeah, it's right here. And then I see like him with like five chopsticks on his fucking tail. I'm like,
I'm helping you lose weight.
Wait, what?
So like there's certain times where like, let's say I cook a small meal, like we have certain plates like that are much smaller. But like we only have two big plates. Right? And then so let's say like I make a big meal or whatever. There's times where I have to fucking fit everything on my tiny ass fucking plate.
Because you don't have the big
plate. Exactly. And I have to like be careful instead of just fucking mouthing. I have to be like pushing with my fork.
No, Alvin, see, so that's how you know like those dishes aren't mine. Because I keep my dishes in my room. Like if I'm not washing them, they're in my room, right? Because I was in my room. But I'm like helping you lose weight.
What are you trying to say?
No, like, you know how it's like if you're trying to lose weight, like, one of the main things I say is, like, use a smaller plate, right?
I'm not trying to lose weight.
Because when I use a big... No, but it keeps you healthy. You know what I mean? Like, you know, whenever I use the big plate, right? The amount of rice I put on that...
Half it.
Oh, my God. I use so much rice on that plate. And
like
so,
I'm getting attacked personally, no?
No, it's not a personal attack. We're the same weight, man. Like,
that is true.
We're the same weight. But I'm just saying, like, the
no
number
respect, one... And no disrespect, bro.
No like, disrespect. Hey, but the biggest thing is use a smaller... No, it works for me. Like, I only use a small plate now because, like, whenever I use the big plate, the amount of rice I put on that is crazy, right? And so, like, now that I'm on the smaller plates now, I mean, it hasn't happened in a while, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm on the small plates nowadays.
Oh, 100%.
That's me. But I'm helping you out. I'm always thinking of you.
I'm glad you think of me in that way.
This man said, hey, I think you're getting a little chunky, but respectfully.
Yeah, respectfully.
I'm like, not trying to bulk it. It's happening.
No, but, like, the crazy thing is, like, I've always, or, like, for the past year, I've weighed more than Alvin this entire time. Until, like, I started, like, hard cutting, No, but other than that, like, no pet peeves. Like, honestly, it's been, like, a very chill living situation.
Sure. I literally have no complaints.
Which I'm very thankful for. Because I know a lot of people, like, they move in with their close friends and, like, shit happens and then...
Yeah, and then they become, like, distant.
They become, like, enemies. Yeah, and I'm like, it's nice that we're all, like, very chill about everything.
No, for sure. I think our other roommates... I'm just kidding, Ben. It's not.
So, like, what is Ben doing that...
I guess most recent example. I opened the freezer, okay? I see a empty fucking hash brown container.
Let me provide some context. Like, our freezer is packed. Like, we have a lot of shit in the freezer. It's not an empty freezer.
And then I saw an empty hash brown container from Trader Joe's. And then I have hash browns. I know this guy doesn't have hash browns because he's been searching for them.
I have.
For like years.
Yep. They're like out of stock.
They're so popular.
They're just out of stock.
Trader Joe's. Yeah. Hash browns are fucking
good. Yeah.
They're so good.
Like, man.
Better than McDonald's.
Never had
100%.
Them.
Yeah. So like, so good. I see that in the thing and I'm like, I'm gonna courtesy like, Aaron, did you leave? You don't have hash browns, right? And he's like, no. And I'm like, oh, okay. So default Ben. Just leaving an empty container with like crumbs in it. And then I go, okay, I'm gonna just put it on his bed and then see what happens. What?
I think the funniest thing was from my perspective, I was just chilling in my room, right? And then AJ comes to my room and he has the thing in his hand and he's like,
Aaron, this wasn't yours, right? I was like, no, you know I don't have hash browns. He's like, oh my God. So he's like, I'm gonna put this shit on Ben's bed. So he goes and puts it on Ben's bed.
I literally come in, AJ's like, I have a gift for you. He's like, go check your room, dude. It's literally just sitting on my bed. I'm like, okay, bro. Okay, no, I left it that day.
Yeah.
It's my fault, but.
No.
I will say that's not like, that's like nowhere near remotely as close as the worst things Ben has done.
No, okay. Yeah. It's not that
That's a very light.
Because your place is like generally way cleaner than our place.
Yeah. No, but I feel like, well, the thing is, I feel like me and AJ are very similar in this case because I'm not like the cleanest person ever because you go into my room and it's messy. I have fucking shit on the floor. Like I have like three different pants on my chair.
Yeah.
But I like keep the common area very clean,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I feel like AJ, I don't know if you do that naturally, but I feel like AJ has enough respect to like do the same. So he keeps the common area very clean. But Ben, oh man, this motherfucker, you give him... It's raps. His mind is just down the fucking gutter. Like, well, you know, we'll be having our time in, you know, in the living room and shit. And then he'll just leave his dirty ass socks.
That was one time.
Okay. I don't give. Hey, has AJ done it? No. Have I done? No. Just leave his dirty ass socks, you know, on the thing. And keep in mind, Ben has also yacked like 3 times in our living room.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a witness. Yeah. I don't know how that happens at the age of 24, but you know, it does. But I think the worst thing is the toilet, no?
Oh, yeah. The toilet.
Ben will fucking.
No longer. I used to.
Yeah.
No, I think you're just better at covering up your tracks now. But he'll like blow up the toilet where like the shit splatters on the toilet seat.
Ew!
Like you know how you lift the toilet seat?
Yeah.
It's just brown everywhere.
What do you eat?
Yeah, dude, that's no, what I'm saying.
It was when I had like food poisoning or some shit. And like...
No,
it was just
no.
Like even when you don't have food poisoning. But anyways, the first time I called him out on it, like our whole fucking toilet seat just had like brown spots everywhere, and I was like, bro, this is fucking nasty, dude. Like I don't want to look at this. But that's happened like maybe like 2 times ish. But I think Ben cleans it now though. Like anytime he blows it up,
gets in there, fucking
yeah.
Deep cleans out.
I don't know how you guys 3 people share one bathroom.
Yeah,
it's, even when it's so like annoying. Us two share one bathroom and it's like always occupied, right? So I can't imagine 3 people trying to do the same thing at the same time, right? Like in the morning, I mean, everyone takes the morning shit, right?
100%.
And sometimes like I'll be waiting outside the bathroom and I'm like holding it's my so ass funny. And I'm like, Alvin, like get the fuck it's out so right funny. Now.
As soon as I go, I'm like, ah, I see Dave going, holy shit, I gotta go now. Oh shit.
That's only happened, like, for me at least once.
Once for you.
Dude, you were hopping, bro.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God. Like,
getting one of these.
And what was crazy was it was 6 a.m. and these motherfuckers are drunk. And I had to go to work.
Oh.
Which was like, I didn't, because usually, like, I leave the first. I leave first, so, like, I don't have any bathroom issue. But then, like, it was crazy the fact that, like, the one time I'm, like, about to blow my pants up. Like, these guys are just drunk at 6 a.m. and they're in the bathroom. I'm like, fuck me. Like,
I think our situation's a little bit better, though, because our schedules are so different.
Yeah.
Like, because he wakes up so damn early.
Yeah. So it feels like a 2-person bathroom then.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like a one.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like a one. But even for Ben, like, because, I guess the good thing about me is, like, I don't shit as soon as I wake up. I, like, wait at least, like, 2 to 3 hours. So I'll work for, like, the first 2 to 3 mm-hmm. hours. And that's when Ben will take a shit and, like, wash up or whatever. And then I always go last. Like, I go way later. When, like, he's already out of the house. AJ's already at work.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we haven't had too many problems with that.
No, I'm for sure, like, wake up, I got to go, like, type of thing.
No, it doesn't happen too often for us. But when it does happen, like, it's memorable, like, right?
Yeah, for sure.
I'm like knocking on the door, like, I'll get the fuck out the bathroom. I hear him like washing his hands for a minute, and I'm like, hey, like,
he's repeatedly like, Alvin, how much longer?
Oh my God, go wash
David hitting one of these,
looking like, popping around and shit.
See, like, no, it really doesn't happen often, but when it does, I'm like, I'm pissed off, right? Like, I'm like, I'll get the fuck out the bathroom.
Yeah.
I hear him singing in the bathroom. I'm like, hey, get out the fucking shower.
Dude, that's another thing. Ben, he doesn't do this anymore because we called him out on this shit. But like, we also have a shower order now. Based off like how long people take a shower. Because like, obviously, like, you know, when you go out and you're like butt ass tired, you want to just take a shower and get to bed, right?
Right.
But we have a set order. AJ is always first because mm-hmm. he takes the quickest showers. I'm second because I take the second quickest showers. Ben's last because this man takes 45 minutes.
What do you do? You jerk off in the shower?
I don't know.
Having a little too much fun, huh?
Yeah, we don't know. This man's like, dude, I swear it's 15 minutes and it's fucking like 45 minutes.
He goes through the whole playlist.
Yeah.
By the time he's out, it's repeating.
Hey, it's therapeutic, bro. That's all I could say.
Well, Ben, what I want to ask is, like, you grew up with older brothers, right?
Yeah.
Like, for me, like, when I shared a room with my sister, I shared a room with my brother. Like, I didn't want to impede on their space because of, like, because they're my older sibling. Did you not have that, though? Like
what do you mean by, like, impede on their space?
Just because they're older than me and, like, I don't want them to fucking bitch at me.
No, like, exactly what?
Like, I don't want to put shit in their space. Like, I don't want to put my clothes in their space. You know what
bro,
I mean?
Wait, do I do that?
No, not in my clothes.
Not clothes.
I'm just saying, like, common space areas. Like, does that make sense? Like,
I mean, to be honest, I never really like dirtied the common areas.
It's only for that.
I think once I have the freedom, hear me out. No, back at my house. But once I was given the freedom to, like, do whatever the fuck I wanted, I think I kind of let loose a little bit too hard.
Oh, so he just hates you guys. Like. He just doesn't respect you guys as much as he does everyone else.
Exactly. So the words right out my mouth. Exactly.
I think you're just comfortable.
I'm very comfortable. I'm way too comfortable.
A little too comfortable.
Nah, it's okay. I get it. Just don't put no hash browns in the fucking.
Are they that good? Because I used to be a Trader Joe's fiend. Like, I mean, that chicken tikka masala, like,
oh, that's just, ooh, dude, oh my, it's so
and the
small,
fried
though.
Rice, like, that's just the
you guys
best,
have to try their soup dumplings too.
No, they're fire.
I think they're okay. Yes.
No,
I think
they're good. I've probably almost tried everything at Trader Joe's.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing is the hash browns.
Easily.
I agree. The best thing is the hash browns. No doubt.
The shit part about K-Town, like living in K-Town, is there's nothing around us.
Closest one's in Hollywood.
There's no In-N-Out. Yeah. There's no Trader Joe's. Like, yeah. I'm just at Ralph's every fucking day, right? But, like, if there was a Trader Joe's near us, I'd only shop there.
Oh, I mean, the Trader Joe's only, like, 10, 15. Yeah.
But if there's a Ralph's right there, it feels so much worse.
It's because we both can walk there.
Right.
Yeah. That's, like, the shitty part. But it's, like, dude, I don't want to shop at Ralph's by my, like, only Ralph's. Because I feel like I need the Trader Joe's food.
I feel like Trader Joe's is just more convenient if you don't, like, love cooking.
Yeah, I don't love cooking.
Yeah, because it's, like, it's so quick and it's so easy.
Yeah.
It's
more work to get there, but convenient.
Like, once you're cooking, yeah. Because, I mean, Trader Joe's food doesn't taste, like, amazing. It's not, like, the best, but it's just so damn convenient.
No, it's gas. No, it's actually gas. Like, no, so... I mean, my parents love Coachella so much. Or, like, love Blackpink. Oh, no, my bad. They love Blackpink, right? And so we watch, like, the whole sets together every weekend. And, like, my dad just fucking eyes glued to the goddamn TV. And I was like, you're looking a little too hard, man. Like, but what do you think? Do you think Blackpink was big enough to headline Coachella? Like,
oh, for sure.
No, because, I mean, they're up, I mean, like, they're big, right? But are they, like, Frank Ocean big? Are they, I don't know who else.
Wait, were Blackpink headliners?
Headlined. Yeah. They headlined
Saturday, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I don't know. I'm not the biggest Black, like, I know, you know, I listen to their songs and shit every now and then. But, like, I'm not the biggest Blackpink fan. So, like, objectively, I feel like I don't know if they're headliners. At least for Coachella.
I will say, I used to be a huge Blackpink.
I mean, your Valorant name is Rosé Blackpink.
Right. And, well, like, I saw them live before they were big. Or not, I mean, they were big, but, like, I saw them live before they played at Coachella their first time.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say, like, after watching their Coachella live set, that set was probably the best live performance.
Dude, they were going crazy.
That's true.
Yeah, that was probably their best live performance I've seen. And I thought, like, when I saw them, like, actually live, it was crazy. But even like just through a screen for their Coachella set, like that shit was nuts. I can't imagine what it was like if you were there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think the biggest thing that they did, that they changed was like obviously like they're in America, so they're gonna be a little more like Western than like. But like they specifically changed their lyrics, so like in their regular songs they wouldn't be cussing, but then they would change it just to cuss, and I was like, hey yo, like.
Yeah. No, but I because when I saw them, it was in LA.
Mm-hmm.
And like they were hella like, I don't want to say PC, but you know they were definitely like watching their words. Like,
yeah,
they
were
being very like careful with everything. But I think with Coachella, what's dope is like they were just like, fuck it.
They're like, Coachella, what the fuck is up? Yeah, I'm like, damn. I don't know if you saw like Lisa's like throwing it back a little bit. I was like, oh, I've never seen this before.
Right. Yeah. So I think it was like, I don't know if they initially should have been headliners, but I think they earned the spot afterwards. Like,
I think out of the headliners, obviously, except for Skrillex, Fourth, and Fred again.
For sure.
Obviously, I think everyone probably enjoyed Blackpink the most.
No, yeah. For sure. I saw 100%. A bunch of Blackpink stories.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was Bad Bunny.
It was Bad Bunny.
It was Bad Bunny. Oh.
No, Bad Bunny is also lit.
It. He deserves it.
No, but I heard, because like one of my coworkers went to Coachella, and she was saying like, he was like trying to defend how he's like dating Kendall Jenner now or something.
Oh, is he?
He was like saying
what?
Yeah, it was like she was saying it was like weird where like he was like trying to justify like it's fine, like I speak English and all this bullshit. And I was like, what the fuck?
Like, that sounds like, I don't know if you guys have seen, but like, do you know who Jackson Wang is?
Yeah.
Did you see like the TikTok where he was like going on like a rant on his last tour about how like China's not that bad, like they did nothing wrong, and I was like, damn, like no one cares that much, man. Yeah. Like, everyone's just trying to watch you. You don't need to like bring out that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's just for the music, bro. Like,
yeah, because my brother went to the first week of Coachella, and he saw like the hour that Frank played, and he was so pissed off because Frank came late one, and then he cut that shit off early too, and he was like. And half the time he wasn't even singing, he was just like vibing around, like that's cool, whatever. But like, this is the first time Frank's played in like 6 years, and like everyone's expecting so many big things. And then he just doesn't do anything, right? But obviously, like, they replaced him with like the best possible replacement.
I know. Yeah. I think for everyone who went to Coachella weekend two, like, if you were expecting Frank, and you know, in their perspective, they're probably just like, who the fuck are these three people?
Yeah.
I don't think they realize they witnessed like history, bro.
It's actually like, yeah.
Like
yeah.
That shit was insane. And it's like, damn, like I would have killed to be there, you know?
Yeah.
But I was actually thinking about descending one day those three, but
yeah.
Dude.
Like, that's such a fun, well, I mean, you've seen Skrillex, right?
Yeah, I have.
I've never seen Skrillex. I've never seen Forte, but I have seen Fred again. And it's like, I can't imagine what like those three together would be like.
No, it's actually insane, especially just because I think a lot of people just didn't realize that Skrillex still made music. Like, everyone just associates him with just like Scary Monsters, Nice Sprite, Cinema. Uh-huh. They all know he just made like drop two new albums. He's about to drop two more, but they don't realize like what he's done and like what he's gonna do.
Yeah, no, but I think Skrillex, like, for good reason, like, I don't blame people who forgot about Skrillex because I did too, to be honest. Yeah. Like, I will say though, like, in terms of a comeback, this motherfucker's comeback was insane. Like, the shit he's dropping, or he has dropped recently, is like fucking crazy. And like, I wasn't the biggest fan initially, but I don't know why lately it's just hitting different.
And everyone's just on Twitter. I remember seeing on Twitter, everyone's like, this is what Skrillex looks like now? Because, I mean, he grew up for sure. He used to have, like, the half-shaved head with the long hair.
Yeah.
But now he's got, like, the ponytail, the beard. Yeah. And they're like, damn, this is what Skrillex looks like now? Like, holy shit. No, I definitely had, like, super big FOMO for Coachella this year.
Same.
Which is why I definitely want to go next year. Because especially just because, like, I think that's a lot of, like, secret sets or, like, secret guest artists where it wouldn't happen if it wasn't Coachella, right? Like, you guys are going to EDC next year, or this next month, but, like, I don't think it'll be that same type of experience or feeling that it would be with Coachella in terms of, like, you just go and then, like, oh my god, ISOXO, back-to-back, Noctua, like, secret set, and you're like, holy shit.
You never know, though. John Summit is now coming to EDC.
Oh, he is!
He accidentally leaked it on his Discord. Accidentally, because he was drunk.
Oh, so no way.
It's been confirmed, though. John Summit's going to be at EDC.
So no, like, that's going to be crazy.
Right? But I feel like the thing with, you know how EDC has like EDC week where like people are playing at the clubs at that time? Like there are a lot of bangers playing during EDC week. I'm hoping, you know.
But are you guys going to have enough energy to be able to go? Because, you know, like EDC ends at like 2 or 3 or whatever.
Five,
six or something. And then like, are you guys going to be like, yeah, let's go to the club right after.
No, 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 no. I'm hoping like, because the thing is, these artists will be in Vegas anyways.
Yeah.
I'm hoping they just come to EDC.
Just for fun. Whoa.
Like a guest appearance.
Yeah.
In like someone's set. But yeah, we'll see. I mean, I feel like, even with the whole John Summit thing, like I wasn't expecting it. But after I realized, or after I heard that like John Summit will be at EDC, I'm like a little more hopeful that like there will be like guest appearances from other DJs and producers. Yeah, we'll see.
No, that'd be so cool. Yeah. Because, I mean, this year's EDC lineup isn't like crazy.
Not amazing, right? Yeah.
So it'd be cool if like, I mean, I know you were praying for at least like ISO X too. Yeah. But if they do end up coming, dude, that'd be so much fun.
Yeah. We'll see.
All right, last question. Last one. What is everyone's artist? Shut up, Ben. I'm just kidding.
Ben can't even like just live anymore. You know what I mean? Like,
can't breathe, bro.
Can't breathe.
But what would everyone's artist like that they want to see that they haven't seen before?
For me, it's definitely, like, without a doubt, Kendrick Lamar.
Oh,
easily. Easily. I've been his top fucking listener for fucking years straight. Like, sure, I had a time to full send LA, but bro, the tickets were fucking $400.
Yeah.
Like, I love Kendrick. He's my number one artist, like, easily, but no.
So good. No, dude, Alvin had a chance to see Kendrick with us because we saw him at Dame Vegas last year. And Alvin was like, he was a senior in college. He was like, I have finals.
I have finals, blah, blah, blah.
And then we went and we came back. And Alvin was like, dude, those finals were so easy. I could have just gone. And I was like, dude. Like,
I had such fat FOMO.
Dude, Kendrick was so good that day. I mean, obviously it was before Mr. Morales dropped. But you missed out, man.
Yeah, you got Baby Keem out.
You can go to Outside Lands. That's where he is.
SF?
No, but Kendrick's good.
Yeah, Kendrick is good. Very good live.
Mine would be Big Bang.
That's my second. Oh, Big Bang's my second.
Yeah. I was about to say that. Fuck me. Now Big I Bang's lost my second.
No, no, no. Because, like, obviously, a lot of shit's been happening with them in general. But, like, at their peak when Made first dropped.
Fire.
Dude, it was, like, one of the best albums I've ever heard. And as a Korean person and, like, as someone who grew up listening to them, like, Hadu Hadu Lie, Sunset Glow, like, just being able to watch them would actually be, like, life-changing in terms.
Yeah, but it's so fucked now because of
It is. I don't know if it would be the same if I watched it now.
Exactly.
I mean, because Top Left.
Exactly.
Sumri has his.
There would be like two members, bro.
Yeah.
Like, who's gonna sing everything? And like, it's not the same. And but I would still like would love to hear like their songs live.
Same.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna go next just because I don't want anyone to steal this. But this is impossible, but it would be Avicii.
R.I.P.
Avicii, bro.
It would be Avicii, bro.
That would have been so fun.
I know. I feel like it's such a Avicii is such a nostalgia hit, bro.
Yeah.
It just brings you back to like, you know, when you're in like high school.
Yeah.
Well, for us in high school, you know, just having a good time.
Yeah.
It's all that like summer 2016 shit, you know, where life was easy. But yeah.
No, but still, nights. Yeah. That's like my main motivation to go outside. Like,
that shit's still.
Yeah. If I ever feel like I'm like, oh, I don't want to go outside or I don't want to like go this thing. I just listen to nights and it's like, live a life you like won't
remember.
Bro, forget. And I'm like, oh, like, all right, I'll go out tonight.
Bro,
like,
that was my pregame song.
Yeah.
Deadass, every time we go to an event, I try to play that shit. Or like, I want to cue that shit in order to get the fucking energy.
It kind of like forces you to have a good time.
Right? Yeah. For sure. All of us are hitting one of these, like pointing to the sky.
Yeah, exactly. Shit.
Damn, that's a good one.
That's a good pick. That's
that
a
is,
great pick.
That is.
Ben. AJ, what about you?
Well, let's go Ben first.
Oh, Ben.
All right. I mean, at this point, I feel like I've seen so many goddamn EDM artists, but like, it would be Noctu at this point.
You're on the hype
interesting.
Train.
Yeah, no. Like,
Ben's a little bandwagon.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm definitely a bandwagon. I fucking started listening to his shit like at like Dash Star. It's like everybody did, but like that shit fucking hit.
No, Noctis is so good.
No, they're good.
Yeah,
He's good.
Fucking massive ass potential, dude.
Yeah. Mine's hard. I have two, though.
No, just saying both.
Can I guess? Okay.
Guess.
Sublime.
No, Sublime. That would be a good one, but that's not one of them.
Oh, never mind. I'm out of shit.
Mine would be Gorillaz.
Oh, yeah.
Or probably Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Damn, that's
really?
So we're going to Lala. So we're going to Lala.
That's true. They are from where we're at, Lala. But
that's good.
Well, Gorillaz more for like, just because like, I think that was the one first band that like I really fucked with like when I was a kid.
Damn.
Because like my brother showed them to me. And I was like, oh, I like this song.
Was it Feel Good Inc.?
No,
Clint Eastwood.
Yeah. Oh, no, shit. Melancholy Hill. That was like my ringtone, bro. Like, like in middle school. Like, so like for the like, I just need to see them. But then also Red Hot Chili Peppers because of like, you know, the just
they're and they're
just,
OG.
They're fucking OG.
Like their classic shit.
I will say like, I feel like both those picks are so valid.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know. Of the two, if you had to pick one, like tell
probably Red Hot.
Really?
Wow, I thought the other way.
No, just because like I feel like I haven't really seen much Gorillaz live, but I feel like Red Hot Chili Peppers, I've seen them live and they seem like a good time. Like everyone's just like.
Also, I don't know if I fuck with like Gorillaz' new stuff.
Yeah, I don't fuck with their new shit. I'm just talking like only if they like played their old shit.
Yeah.
But, like I know Red Hot Chili Peppers doesn't have any new shit.
So yeah, exactly.
They're gonna play their old shit. You know,
yeah, sure. Like Snow,
yeah,
Under
yeah.
the Ooh. Bridge, yeah.
Californication,
yeah. Like, Hey Yo,
yeah. That would be such a good time, bro. Yeah. Like, I could go sober and I'd be having a good time.
I was never like a big Red Hot Chili Peppers fan.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't really into like bands. I mean, the closest would be like, oh my god, my queen, Hayley Williams. Paramore.
Oh,
that's the match for me. Like, if I had to pick a number two, it'd be Paramore.
Okay, that's fair.
That's like the little emo Minecraft kid in me. But,
that's dude. That's fair.
Wait, I'm surprised Red Hot Chili Peppers was up there for you. Because this is just my perspective. Because the only reason why I like Red Hot Chili Peppers and the reason why I know the songs is because when I started learning guitar.
Oh, yeah. No, I only liked them because I would listen to them all the time because my brother would play them.
Oh, I see.
It's like a little nostalgia factor. Yeah. And then I also like...
No, they're fire.
Yeah, they're good.
No, they're so good.
I also throw the Strokes up in there, but I... But the Strokes is more of just like a more like somewhat recent thing. And I think Red Hot Chili Peppers is more like a...
OG.
Yeah.
I feel that. All right, thank you guys for watching episode 39 of the Bello Boys podcast. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. I know we've been Mia for a little bit, but we're moving to New York, so it's been a little stressful. But we'll post more once we move, which is pretty soon. So just be a little patient, yeah? Please?
Yeah.
You said yeah?
Yeah, fucking be patient.
Please. No, I'm begging you. Please be patient. We'll post more soon. But anyways, yeah. We had special guest David today. Thank God he came out. I've been begging him for a while now.
It definitely took a lot. I mean,
multiple months.
I felt bad. I felt too bad. They were begging on their knees, and I was like, "Oh, fine, I'll come out, guys."
I was offering him money at one point. I just wouldn't take it.
Suck here and there.
Make sure to show him love in the comment section.
Yeah. Hey, no, maybe you'll have to
on again.
If you watch this far, comment, I love David.
Yeah.
We don't have to go that far, guys.
No. He's a little shy. He's just saying that.
Yeah. But, David, do you have anything to plug? I know you don't have social media, but anything you want to say?
I don't have social media. There's no plug going on. I would just say...
plug your Twitch.
Ooh, all right, there's no facts. Twitch going on either.
Oh, come on.
There's nothing going on. I would just say... shout out to my cousin. Drink some Nectar Hard Seltzer, guys.
Okay.
Shout out Jeremy.
I'm always looking out for the fam, you know what I mean? So, that's about it. Right. Nothing crazy.
What about Alvin or Ben?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you for watching. Please continue to support my friends. And yeah, as always, it was always a fun time to be on this. So.
That's not what you think deep down.
But. I know. I was like, fuck me, dude. I want to go out.
Yeah, that was just out the wind. That was off the dome.
What about you, Ben?
Nah, nothing to plug, but thank you for having me, man.
Okay.
Shut the fuck up.
Shout out. Ben's about to get all the sim comments. We'll just like, oh my god, Ben's so cute. Why do you guys make fun of him so much?
Nicely.
It's just a person. In real life, Ben bullies us so much.
Yeah, you guys don't know about outside.
He's putting his like crotch on my face.
Yeah. No, he's like punching us sometimes.
Yeah. I don't know if you've seen how big Ben's been getting, but he like threatens to beat me up every day.
No, show him your bicep.
No.
Okay, guys, thank you guys for watching, and shout out to our patrons now.